Nolte, Texas Rabbi's Account of Hostage Escape Contradicts FBI Spin. By John Nolte on January 19, 2022. We were told the FBI saved three hostages in a Texas synagogue. That appears to be yet another FBI lie. To the surprise of no one who understands how the fascist FBI has become the personal brown shirts for the Democrat Party, it looks as though these serial liars have been caught lying again. Fidelity. Bravery. Integrity. LOL. So the first lie the FBI told about the weekend terrorist attack on a Texas synagogue was that it had nothing to do with terrorism or Jews. The synagogue, you see, just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Just happened to be in the path of an Islamic man in the mood to take some hostages. After being laughed off the planet, the FBI was forced to walk that howler back. Something else we were told is that our so-brave FBI selflessly rushed into the synagogue and freed three hostages. FBI storms Texas synagogue to release hostages, gunman dead, the breathless headlines read. An FBI hostage rescue team stormed a synagogue in Colleyville, Texas on Saturday night to free three remaining hostages of a gunman who had disrupted a religious service and began a standoff with police more than 10 hours earlier, the breathless copy read. An elite FBI hostage rescue team entered the synagogue and rescued the hostages, far-left ABC News reported. An FBI hostage rescue team stormed a Texas synagogue Saturday night, ending an almost 11-hour standoff with a hostage taker who claimed to have a bomb and may have ties to Al-Qaeda, the breathless copy read. And so on. Except, according to one of the hostages, the rabbi himself, that is not at all what happened. Transcript, the last hour of the standoff, he wasn't getting what he wanted. It didn't look good. We were terrified. And when I saw an opportunity where he wasn't in a good position, I made sure that the two gentlemen who were still with me, that they were ready to go. The exit wasn't too far away. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman and I headed for the door, and all three of us were able to get out without a shot being fired. Apparently, there's a video to back this all up. Watch below. It looks as though the hostages run out a door. The Islamic terrorist gives chase, but then decides to go back inside. And only then does law enforcement run inside. The terrorist, British national Malik Faisal Akram, was then shot and killed. In summation, the left-wing FBI allowed this terrorist to get into our country. The left-wing FBI initially lied about his anti-Semitic motives, a laughable whopper. The left-wing FBI looks to have lied about saving the hostages. The left-wing FBI set former President Trump up so he'd be smeared as a Russian spy for 4 years. The left-wing FBI lied on a FISA application to spy on Trump's campaign. The left-wing FBI needs to be defunded, dismantled, and discarded. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.